Exit Morin Kirby. Enter Clooney, Crosby, and Carpenter.
Greetings, B.C.
Now, would you step in here and take over, R.C.?
I'll be very happy to, thank you, B.C.
Not at all, R.C. The mic is yours.
Kiss, you say, and I kiss you. Go, I go, but I miss you. You got the Indian sign on me, the Indian sign on me. Smile, and boy, I'm in stitches. Frown, I'm down in the ditches. My friends and relatives all agree, you've got the Indian, Wild West Indian, Indian sign on me. I bluff and bluster, blow and bleat, to prove each move is mine. But I'm like Custer, I can't beat that old Indian sign. Wink, I babble and bubble, call, I'm there on the double. You've got me dreaming, I'll take your name and live in the same teepee with two little Indians, three little Indians, four little Indians. Gee, you've got the Indian side on me. I babble and bubble, call, I'm there on the double. You've got me dreaming, I'll take your name and live in the same teepee with two little Indians, three little Indians, four little Indians. Gee, you've got the Indian sign on.
I suppose you've probably noticed from time to time during the year we try to stir up some applause for outstanding women of the year.
That's right. And what outstanding lady wins plaudits today, Bing?
Today, Mrs. Robert C. Healing, who lives in the suburbs of Poughkeepsie, New York.
What is Mrs. Healing's accomplishment?
Well, Rosie, Mrs. Healing clashed with the tax collector and won.
She won a bout with a tax collector?
Mm-hmm, and with prune juice.
Wait a minute. Did you say prune juice?
That's what I said, the juice of the happy little prune. Here's what happened. Because Mrs. Healing's put up a fight, the city of Poughkeepsie lifted the sales tax on her favorite brand of prune juice.
She had a sales tax removed?
Clobbered.
No kidding.
Yes.
Well, that's tougher than removing a spot from a leopard with an arc gum eraser.
You know it is. That's why we must salute Mrs. Healing. She's a tower of strength. A dedicated lady who has the courage of her convictions, and Mrs. Healing objected. She contended that a certain brand of prune juice is a food. The city disagreed. They claimed it was taxable because it was diluted with water.
It must have been some battle.
Well, it was fruitful, Mrs. Healing's battle.
It was indeed, but in order to prove this certain sales tax illegal, she went all the way to the Department of Agriculture in Washington and the State Tax Commission in Albany. Now, when the smoke of battle had cleared, the prune juice tax was lifted by the city of Poughkeepsie.
This goes to show that people can do something about taxes besides squawking about them, doesn't it?
Sure. We all know that taxes are necessary. But if there's a bad tax, a tax that's not ethical, not legal, not right, why pay it?
Speak up!
Millions for defense, but not a cent for prune juice, that is?
Now, you could put it. That's a nice way to put it. You've done it very neatly, Ken. This is another Boston Tea Party, only in a more orderly fashion.
That's right. No costumes, no destruction of merchandise. No. Let's call it the Poughkeepsie Prune Juice Party, huh?
Well, let's title it that, huh?
Yes. Mm-hmm,
for the archives. Why don't we crack open a bottle of the juice and sing a little song, huh?
Sure. Let's us have a party, too.
Go all the way. Every morning, every evening, ain't we got fun?
Not much money, oh, but honey, ain't we got fun?
The rent's unpaid, dear. We haven't a car.
But anyway, dear, we'll stay as we are.
Even if we owe the grocer, don't we have fun?
Tax collectors getting closer, still we have fun.
There's nothing surer. The rich get rich and the poor get poorer. In the meantime, in between time, ain't we got fun?
Ain't we got fun?
Are you sure? Take off those boxing gloves.
Ain't we got fun?
Last night, Bing, and got a great idea.
Don't tell me you're going to raise a beard.
Well, no, hardly, but I heard him read poetry and decided to tell the shoe repair story in rhyme. Here I go. If you're run down at heel or sole, there's someone who can make them whole. Sing praises for the craftsman true, the man who turns old shoes to new.
Shakespeare will never recover from this blow.
I'm afraid I'll have to agree with Rosie, Ken. I'd just prefer the old-fashioned way.
You mean tell him straight out that the shoe repairer with his modern equipment and years of know-how can make a family's budget stretch further? Well, that's not hep, man.
No, it's not hep to discard shoes with lots of wear left. As a matter of fact, it's downright wasteful.
Well, especially when it's so easy to find a shoe repairer who gives you quality products and first-class service at budget prices. All you got to do is look for the famous Cat's Paw sign in the window.
Outstanding products like Cat's Paw Twin Grip Soft Resilient Heels and Soles. And lighter than leather, lighter than rubber, microlite soles by Cat's Paw guarantee you the best underfoot.
What these squares are trying to say, Cats, is for shoes that look and feel divine, play it cool at the Cat's Paw sign.
Translation, folks, visit your shoe repairer who displays the famous Cat's Paw cat. And add many miles of walking comfort to your shoes. Economically.
Be sure to ask for Cat's Paw products by name. And look for Cat's Paw on new shoes, too.
Whether you are here or yonder, whether you are false or true, whether you remain or wander, I'm growing fonder of you. Even though your friends forsake you, even though you don't succeed, wouldn't I be glad to take you, give you the break you need. More than you know, more than you know, girl of my heart, I love you so. Lately I find you're on my mind, more than you know. Whether you're right, whether you're wrong, girl of my heart, you need me so, more than you'll ever know. Loving you the way that I do,
There's nothing I can do about it. Loving may be all you can give, but honey, I can't live without it. Oh, how I'd cry. Oh, how I'd cry. If you got tired and said goodbye. More than I'd show. More than you'd ever know.
You know, quick relief from cold miseries is a show business must. No singer or actor can feel his best when he has a miserable cold. And that's why smart performers insist on fast relief from cold miseries. Listen.
Here's Giselle McKenzie, one of America's most popular TV and movie stars.
If a nasty cold bothers you, think what it does to me. I don't feel like singing with my nose stopped up, head feeling like a balloon from sinus congestion. To feel better fast, I take the newest medicine, new improved four-way cold tablets. Today's four-way contains a decongestant to drain sinus passages while it relieves cold distress.
Clinical tests prove four-way acts faster than any other leading cold or sinus tablet. In minutes, four-way speeds pain-relieving medicine all through your body. In the same time, there was no trace with other brands. Only four-way starts so fast to relieve muscular pains, reduce fever, relieve headache without upsetting stomach. And four-way drains sinus congestion to restore free breathing.
Four-way's marvelous. Makes me feel fine in no time.
To relieve cold miseries while you drain sinus congestion, get new four-way. Fastest acting of all the leading cold and sinus tablets. New improved formula, same familiar package, only 39 cents.
What's up, Rosemary?
I've got to deliver some mail, Ken.
What sort of mail?
These are love letters.
Ooh, the very best kind.
They sure beat bills, don't they?
Love letters straight from your heart. Keep us so near while apart. I'm not alone in the night when I can have all the love you write. I memorize every line. I kiss the name that you sign, and darling, then I read again right from the start. Love letters straight from your heart.
Single out Mrs. Robert Healing of Poughkeepsie as one of our Women of the Year because of her victory over the tax commission and all.
Don't mess around with her prune juice.
Well, I just wondered. She seems to be a very, well, a very thorough, very determined, very enlightened woman. How old's Mrs. Healing?
Well, let's see if I recall. Mrs. Healing says she's around 40.
Around 40?
Yeah, around 40.
Doesn't she give out a more definite age?
Around 40 is definite, Ken. Very definite. It means simply and definitely that Mrs. Healing is around 40. That's what it means.
But in the strictest sense, seeing as how Mrs. Healing is such a stickler for details, if she's around 40, she should say that she's 40 in 1 month, or 41, or 40 and a half, or whatever exact age she is around 40, wouldn't you say?
No, I wouldn't say so at all.
But she's definite about taxes.
A woman can be definite about taxes, and be definite about what time the husband comes home from the lodge meeting. And she can be definite about what day the bridge club meets, and she can be definite about 1,000 things, but you can't expect a woman to be absolutely, positively definite about her age.
Oh, you can't, huh?
Never. If a lady says she's around 40, that's making quite a concession already.
Yeah.
That's pretty definite for any lady.
Well, I was just asking.
I wouldn't pry too much in such matters, Ken. Anyway, how would you like it if someone came out and asked you point blank how old you were?
Well, I'd be glad to tell them.
Very well, then. How old are you?
Well, I'm around...
What?
Around.
Just around.
Ken, Rosie, what Ken means is that he's been around quite a while. That's what he gets.
Yes, and that's definite, too.
Very, very. A song with a little mileage now in honor of you, Ken. A vintage melody, perhaps.
When whippoorwills call and evening is nigh, I hurry to my blue heaven. I turn to the right, and there's a little white light. It's gonna lead you to my blue heaven. See a smiling face, a fireplace, a cozy room, a little nest that's nestled where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me, and baby makes three. We're happy in my blue.
Make a date for tomorrow, though, shall we, folks?
Before signing off, here's news for all our listeners. WGGA, our CBS station in Gainesville, Georgia, today is celebrating its 20th year of broadcasting. Congratulations and happy 20th anniversary, WGGA, from Bing, Rosemary, Buddy Cold and his boys, in fact, from all of us on the show. Many happy returns.